Welcome to the RC Roundtable Podcast, where we discuss the latest RC hobby news, events, model reviews, and a whole lot more.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to RC Roundtable, episode 239. And yes, this is not a ghost inflatable Terry. This is the actual Terry Dunn, who decided to surprise us with his presence here at CEF at 2026 here in Georgia. Say hello, Terry.
Hi.
See, he's real. So we're here in Americus, Georgia at the CEF event. Was it Southeast?
Hodgesfield, Andersonville, Georgia.
Andersonville.
The 24th
annual CEF
Southeast
Flight
Electric
Flight Festival.
So there's two E's in CEF?
No, it's S-E-F-F.
Southeast is one word.
I don't get out much. But anyways, we're here.
It's been a while since Fitz has been here.
Yeah, I don't get out. Where am I? It's a bit raining at the moment, so we decided to step aside and do some podcasting and talk to you folks about the past few days we spent here at the event. It was really nice weather until
I got here.
Yeah, right. Terry brought the rain. Thank you very much. Other than that, it was actually really quite nice. So a lot of people have already left, and so just us diehards here flying in the rain and whatnot. So where do we begin? I don't even know where to start.
I don't know.
It was a long drive from Texas.
So chronologically, do we want to share what you did on the way here story yet?
Well, that's going to be part of the show, so we might as well.
Okay, here.
All right.
So many eons ago, it felt like eons ago. No, so Fitz and I made a trek here, 2-day trek from Texas, and we made a stopover near Pensacola. No, not Panama City. Although that'd be probably nice to go to Panama City.
Okay. Panama.
Anyway, there was an estate sale out there in Pensacola, and I had been talking to this lady about her husband's estate and sent some photos to some friends and put together a list of aircraft that we liked and made an offer. She accepted. And Fitz and I drove there on the second day on our travels, and boy, That was amazing.
That was interesting stuff. Yes,
he had a good variety of stuff. It was definitely a good one. It wasn't something that just hodgepodge of old balsa stuff that you might find in a Facebook Marketplace basement find. Really good stuff. So I don't want to spend too much time on it, but to say that we spent some money and bought some planes and shoved them in the trailer. I mean,
with the other planes.
I mean, I actually was hoping to bring my the VQ. Nexa P-38. I was hoping to have it done, but once I knew I was picking up this other large aircraft, I left space in the trailer, so we came here pretty light-handed, but we ended up filling that trailer with a bunch of goodies, and we flew several of them, but there are a couple that are in the trailer that, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, since we didn't fly those other ones that are at the gnats here are crazy. Since we didn't fly those, maybe we just talk about the ones we did fly.
Okay, that sounds like a logical thing.
All right, so I'm going to pass it on to Fitz, because I think he flew...
I flew several. In fact, one of them was right here.
Oh, cool.
Show and ironically, tell. This one was not one I had intended to pick up. We were just in the shop, and this little guy was hanging on the wall, and I was looking at it. I was like, well, this is kind of interesting. A little powered motor glider with a really sleek and sexy power pod on it. And we're just kind of hanging up. And so once we determined that we could fit the other planes in the truck.
Yeah, that was it. Like, we want this. But if there's room, I like this.
Yes. And so once we had extra room, then I made an offer on this. And this one was basically ready to go. It even had a receiver in it, though I think I used it receiver for one flight and then decided that, no, that's too risky. So this is, we looked it up. Apparently it's called an NPS glider. Could not find a lot of information on it online. There was some stuff about 10 years ago. Some people, there's an RC Groups thread. There is currently one on eBay. And there's another place that's purporting to selling them, but I'd never heard of them, so I don't know if they're really still available or just selling old stock. But it's very neat. It's just a simple four-channel, I'm sorry. It's got ailerons on the wingtips, and I put a 3-cell 1500 in there, and it took a bit of a TLC to get fully functional. There's a lot of little gremlins and nitpicks I had to do to get it flying. But I got it flying, and I made it here, and it turned out to be actually quite a nice little glider. Even Terry got a chance to fly it a little bit, mm-hmm. And we were finding some thermals with it.
No. I was finding
you some found thermals, a thermal.
You were finding some sink with it.
I found the sink. He found the thermals. I found the sink. No, I did find a thermal on Friday that almost specced it. So I did get my thermal out of it as well.
He got his thermal on.
So it's really, he's got a little folding prop. I don't know what it has for motor. I just guessed that it'd be a three cell. And so it was a nice little find. I'm really happy that I've got it. So I look forward to flying it some more. I don't know. I don't have anything else with me. I did. Was that the only one?
105.
Oh, yes, yes. The 105 Thunder, Thunder Chief?
Chief, yeah.
Thunder Chief. Little, if you remember, Free Wing made a 64 millimeter set of, they had a Thunder Chief and an F8 Crusader.
These Is that were, 64? It looks like a 50.
I think it's they were 64.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. They're primarily hand launch. I don't know if they have wheels you can plug into them or not, but you don't want to do that. They're no retracts. It's just kind of unusual subjects that were small and, I guess, inexpensive to manufacture. And the Thunder Chief is no longer made. So I thought it was a neat to have one of those. And that I also maidened. That one was a little more hairy than the glider. So they had the manual, fortunately. The guy was really good at keeping manuals and stuff. But I didn't have to take measure at the time, or I was doing some rough... It's all in millimeters, and all I had was inches, and so I'm trying to do some rough calculations in my head. And so I set up the controls, and this thing's got these weird linked controls. The ailerons are linked to the tail elevators, and so the ailerons function both as ailerons and elevons kind of thing. It's just weird clutch thing. So whatever, I guess they thought that was right. And so yesterday we had, our buddy Joshua launch it for me. And he launches the thing, goes down, and I'm pulling up on an elevator, and it's skimming the ground, and it finally comes back up, and it's a bit out of trim. I get into trim, and the elevator is, like, barely usable. It was, you know, the turn, it's full elevator, and it's kind of slowly trying to come around. So the roll was good, but the elevator was way out of whack. So I got it around a few times and landed it, and I haven't flown it yet since. I did tweak it a little bit, but I haven't had a chance to fly it. And it's a small plane, so you can't let it get too far, and I'm not going to fly it in the gray muck that's out there now. It just disappeared or turned into a silhouette. So I think those only two, right? I think
those are the ones you flew, and everything
but I
else
can fly them. So that was neat. Good thing I brought some extra receivers with me and stuff.
But I'll say we'll follow up with you guys on the other larger planes, because there's some goodies in there.
Interesting stuff.
And unique. Yeah, unique plane. I know Fitz has got a unique one. I've got a big one. But showing up here, the weather was lovely. Off here, you probably just saw me walk behind us. My son Austin's here. He came in from Daytona Beach. So he is out here, and that's the other plane. And maybe you don't have to pick it up. I guess you can. All right, so we're about to have a huge demonstration here of the other airplane we bought. Let me try this again. Austin bought it, but we picked it up for him. It is a Free Wing F-22 version 1, and he's very excited. He's been flying it very well at this event, putting on a hell of a show. It's currently the cover photo of our Facebook page. But yes, good job. Son, good job. He made a lot of modifications. We're not here to talk about all of them. Let's just say he worked hard, and it flies really well. And I got my hands on it finally. I don't know if you knew that, Fitz.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I got to make
stick
a
time.
I had some stick time on the F-22. So congratulations.
Shout out to Two Bros RC for doing a really good setup file.
Oh, okay, all right. So that was the other plane we had picked up. Oh, I take it back. I forgot. I did get one. I completely forgot my FlyZone P-38.
Oh, right.
Had a relatively, not new in box, but really good condition FlyZone P-38. I do absolutely love it. I got to fly one at Neat Fair. Hey, the head guy, Bob Bernard, just peeked his head in here. Maybe he'll come by and say hi.
Maybe we could talk to him.
Fade flyers. So he might sneak in. He might. And oh my God, that's going to be scary. But anyway, I love the FlyZone P-38. The estate had one, and I did have to make a minor repair, but flew it today and had fun. So that was another win. It was a good purchase at the estate sale. And if we had a lot more money and more space in the trailer, we'd do it.
And it shows Central.
Okay. Say hi, Bob. We're recording our podcast. Say hi, Chris. two great guys right there. So that's that. And I guess, I mean, what else would you like to hear, Terry? Like the other stuff we brought and flew?
Well, getting microphones in stereo. Who among our usual list of suspects was here? Because by the time I arrived today, people were leaving. But
Josh Orchard was here. He was sitting next to us. Our Virginia clan folks. We're here. So our buddy Scott, thankfully, they saved us a spot. And thank you, Austin, for getting here early, too.
Yeah, special shout-out to Scott for his... there he is now.
Hey, there's Scott. Come. Now Scott's here.
Looks like he's going to flash somebody.
Yeah, he does look like that. show him that beautiful RC Roundtable shirt you're wearing, Scott. Look at that. Just go right in front of the camera. Go. So, yes, we are selling shirts. We sold three. Yeah. But anyway, you said Josh was here. Joshua Finn here. Dag Atwood's here.
Ben and Oberon. I saw them right before they left. Ben okay. Harbor and his son, Oberon. Expecting you to tell me the rest.
I met an old friend I hadn't seen in like 20 years.
Oh, yeah, I saw that old reunion.
Ed Sweeney, somebody, I go way back with him. And I didn't really recognize him because it's been so long when he walked up. And I saw the name. I was like, wait, that Ed? And I, oh, yeah, it is him. So, yeah, it was neat to come up with somebody that I hadn't seen in such a long time.
Yeah, so I guess going back to the event, great, great people, really crowded. 245 pilots is what I heard. And Bob said this was the largest he has seen since he's been running the event. And he's very excited about the next year, which is the 25th, and we have had several great pilot meetings. So it looks like they're going to put on one hell of a show next year. So I think we're going to try to make it again, at least Fitz and I. I'd love to see Terry come back down. So, but yeah, it sounds like they may have put on and we should come the whole week.
That's the thing. We really need to come earlier in the week and spend some time because the 2.5 days, I don't think it's quite enough.
Yeah, it's 2 days driving, 2 days here. Well, 1.5 days because it's raining right now.
Yeah, travel time stuff.
And then we just got to pack tomorrow.
And it's interesting. I was thinking it's kind of like Joe Now where the core is during the week and the weekend is when people are starting to pack up and leave and stuff.
Yeah, at least half were gone.
Yeah.
Noon?
Yeah, and it didn't help that there was kind of bad weather predicted to come in today, so they even more incentive to leave earlier than usual. So.
Yeah. Good.
Go ahead. Then.
I was going to say good food. I forget the name of the cafeteria.
Yeah, no, something soul food. I can't remember the exact name.
So good.
They had some really good stuff.
And lots of vendors here. I mean, we can run them off, but we'll... Fitz and I are going to be writing an article for Model Aviation, and I'll start pulling information from the crew here, the Fade Flyers, and give you all the details, but they had a lot of vendors. A good afternoon demo yesterday. And a lot of happy people.
Yeah, it's a really good variety of aircraft. There's two runways that are run kind of perpendicular to each other, in an L shape. And so there's flight line was really actually pretty well spread out, and there was a lot of stuff going on. You had everything from big helicopters to little whatever planes to company demos to whatever. All kinds of really interesting things were flying around. So. And of course, we have the lake over there for pond for float flying.
Yeah, and then I'm going to throw in this real quick. There is a competition. It was a streamer cut for the first two heats and then take it down for the last
heat. Combat, yeah.
Combat, well, physical combat, contact combat. Mm. And so for the first round, it was anything 3S, 1300 or smaller. And then the next round was 2200, I think. And then anything goes for the last. So I won the first round with my Thunder and Lightning that I got hooked up in the streamer, and I think I hit it twice. So
yeah,
I won by contact.
You hit the streamer.
And then I won two batteries for that. And then second round, I forget the kid who won, but I'm not sure who.
I wasn't up at the time.
Second round. But the third round was anything, and I brought my Thunder and Lightning back. And boy, one of the Horizon Hobby guys, you're the Bugs Bunny cartoon. Well, what do you know? It disintegrated. He flew right through me.
What do you call it? Bifurcated your plane?
Oh, my God. Pieces. I'll have a photo. I'll share that on the photo gallery. But, boy, that guy, he took me out. That's the worst ever destruction I've ever had in a midair. Oh, my God. I mean, pieces were floating for quite some time.
What kind of airplane was it?
That hit me? It was a wing, a fast wing. I mean, oh, my God, he piled drive through me. That was fun, though. And Austin, over here, he flew, what was it called?
I don't know the name.
Some little foamy, what was that kind of foam, though? What was that weird foam? You remember what kind of foam that was? That really hard?
Yeah, it wasn't quite EPP. It was that weird...
sorry. Oh, sorry. Oh,
jeez.
Anyway, it was a little biplane he had. But the fun part was there's a kid who was flying that with a plane on floats, and he actually took down the wing. But Austin got hit, and he was just flying all over the place with a fluttering wing. And he kept up with the other wing, just doing his best. So he won the Virginia ham by a vote of the, you know, the judges, because of how much fun it was watching him trying to take it down.
The tenacity.
Yeah, the tenacity.
And, literally won a ham.
And we literally won a ham. Yeah, and I'm jumping forward here. So we will also share a photo. Scott gave me a photo of the whole plane. It was a good group, by the way. We had
a lot of flyers.
15 pilots flying.
Sky full of planes.
And happy faces and winners. And then Austin had a ham, and then today for lunch, we opened up that spiral ham and served sandwiches. Yeah. So that was one of the fun events, and I don't know if they're going to change it next year. They talked about maybe do something a little different, but that was fun. So I hope if you guys are making plans to come next year, do bring a combat plane, because I'm sure they'll come back with something exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, they were talking about doing. They liked how it went, so they plan on doing it again next year of some sort.
Lots of
combat.
Fun.
And it had a really large gaggle of planes at night flying as well.
Oh, wow, yeah. Austin got a great photo. We'll share that.
Quite a couple dozen planes at least up in the air or more.
You know, and I'm not really talking about the planes and stuff that we're flying, but like as far as events go, you know, we talked about the, you know, all the vendors that were here, the combat plane. But also, just like the evening flying is great. So if you have a night plane, there must have been 30 wings flying in the night event. But there were just so many little campfires. Like last night we hung out for about an hour or so around the campfire talking Star Trek, Star Wars, favorite episodes. Terry, you would have been miserable. And it was just so much fun. So if you are making plans to come, or if this rings a bell and you've been here before, just make plans to hang out late at night. You got to stick around.
Yeah, everybody's real friendly, you know, Southern hospitality and such.
Just
you know.
A lot of fun. It was just it was a good relaxing time to just calm down after all the fun flying. Oh, and then I'm going to add to the end of that. Raffles. I didn't win diddly squat this year. Kind of sad. Not even a bottle of CA, but just tons of really amazing aircraft. Big prizes. Yeah, things like platinum. They call them platinum prizes or platinum two prizes. So you bring your money, buy some raffle tickets. There were a lot of great items that were donated. And I'm sure next year for the 25th.
Yeah, they were saying their 25th is going to be a little more special because it's the 25th anniversary. You're going to try to get.
If I haven't
guests and that
promoted
kind of
enough, put it on your calendar next year.
Yeah, definitely if you're in the area. If you're not in the area, you know, make the trek out. A lot of places to camp, a lot of trailers and campers and stuff. So it's, the place is very accommodating for that kind of things. There's showers and bathrooms and all kinds of stuff. So it's really
hotels.
And hotels nearby too as well.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about that. 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, I stayed in my camper, my trailer, cargo trailer, and it worked fine, you know. And, this year we went with a hotel, and it was okay. It's more of a motel.
Yeah.
And, next year I've been thinking maybe that we got to consider the RV rental thing.
Rent an RV, yeah.
Because I'd love to be able to just stay here and then just go collapse, at midnight. Wake up 6 hours later and get back in the air. All right, so we've been yammering. Is there anything you wanted to ask or comment?
Did you have a favorite plane that someone else brought? It used to be kind of a showcase for a lot of special projects people would bring, and you show it off here. And they even had prizes for best of show or best military, things like that. I don't know if they still do the prizes.
I don't
but
remember seeing that. Did they?
I did not see prizes.
Yeah.
Our buddy Sparky won best of show at least once.
They used to do that.
I didn't see. There were awards. We didn't get any. Because they walked down the flight line. That's a good question. I will say we stayed on this end almost the whole time. I
did walk down and look around and stuff. When we first got here, I walked both ends and stuff to look around and see some.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like going to Joe Nall and going to Center Show and all those guys with the $20,000 plus jets, an aircraft strewn out and you're going, wow, ooh, ah. It's not like that. I don't know. I'm going to go back to Fitz. Did you see anything?
My favorite plane.
Since you walked all the way down
there? Trying to remember if I saw anything that really jumped out at me. A lot of good stuff.
Helicopters? Did you?
I was going to say probably the most impressive thing was some of the helicopters. And these were not just helicopters. These were giant scale helicopters. These were, you don't lift it up by yourself. You pull it out on a little trolley, or a four wheel thing. And they were huge. Vario, I think, were some of them. And there was quite a few. There was a guy, I forgot his name, who's a Vario sponsored pilot or something like that. He was flying some. But they were really nice. They were flown very scale-like. They had a really neat sound. They had a Robinson. I thought it sounded awesome. Probably, I don't know if they're quarter scale or what. They're really big. Those are probably really impressive. The guy we saw today with the Depron T-38, I thought was really neat.
Oh, yeah.
That was really caught my eye. Trying to remember anything else. I can't. There's just a lot of neat stuff.
I'm about to give this guy over here a big head, but the largest jet that I saw flying all the time was Austin's F-22.
Mm.
And I saw several people, you know, going center show when he was flying, watching it fly. So as far as jet goes...
You could have had a bigger jet, though.
I could have had the bigger jet, but yes, your F-22 put on a good show. I think a lot of people liked it. But I didn't see I didn't see big bombers. There's no B-17. There's a B-25 here, but I didn't see him fly it.
Yeah.
I saw a B-52 down there a little bit.
Oh, yeah, there Chris, was a B-52, oh, yeah.
Okay, so Chris had KFC, had a B-52, but it was taken down, unfortunately. So there's a nice picture of it in the Facebook group. There's a Seth Facebook group. Go join it. That the Josh Orchard had, he was holding it, but then shortly before we showed up, it was taken down, so it wasn't repairable.
Should I mention my bomber that I brought?
Sure. Oh, yeah, the Lancaster.
Yeah, so I picked up a Hobby King Avro Lancaster bomber at a swap meet about a week ago, and I thought, well, I mean, need to take this to Joe now, and so I had to maiden it here because I didn't have a chance to fly it, and so this was retracts. The wingspan is not very big. What would you say, about 40 inches ish?
Maybe. Isn't it right here among us?
No, it's in the trailer. So this one has had a little bit of a mediocre review online for a lot of. It's known for being a lot, I guess, a little heavy for its size or something. But I actually quite like it. I got it up there and flew it around, and it's actually a fun little plane to fly. You kind of can't really fly it. Scale, it'll fall out of the air. It's got a nasty stall.
Yeah, it's the fighter speed.
But if you respect it and keep the speed up, it's actually a really fun plane to fly. And Terry got a chance to fly. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. You're not going to slow it down and do a simulated bomb run, but you can simulate a pylon race, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah, I call it a sport bomber. Yeah. So,
yeah, it did loops and rolls and just fun flybys. Yeah, and you said be careful, it'll stall. You weren't joking. I tried to do a loop, and I pulled a little too hard on the elevator, and it did a loop with a little snap maneuver at the top. A little snap,
yeah.
But came right out.
It covers easily. It's got good power. It's got retracts. It's pretty sassy. It's unusual. Yeah. I had a few people come up and say, well, that's a Lancaster. So it was, that was real fun to have that fly around. I flew it a few times.
And I'm wondering if we came too late, because we didn't get here till Thursday night, if there were people here earlier in the week that had really cool things that either they lost... They had to leave early, you know, and we didn't get a chance to see it. So I'm going to be honest with you. Us saying I didn't have any favorites doesn't mean that they're probably I got to go look at the Facebook group photos, because there are probably a lot more photos in there that may show some of the cool aircraft. Is that first off, everybody was always busy except for now. It was always busy. The night flying was crazy. There were planes flying everywhere. Let's just we had a little incident.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
One came right smack dab into our little canopy area.
Yeah, one hit the canopy. There was a one that looked like a kind of a standoff interpretation of a long easy that also crashed.
Oh, yeah.
It was neat. I saw it fly. It's a little canard.
And it left its mark on a cargo trailer.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's fine. Gosh, you had me thinking of something else I was going to add to that. But maybe we should go back to what we flew. I'm going to start with the tough jets. And then since you flew, maybe you can talk... about it too.
Yeah, both Lee and I brought our tough jets that we had talked about before, and we flew those quite a few times.
Okay, so I'll start with my. I love you, Wayne. I love your tough jets, but this is for you. So Wayne reached out to me after watching Fitz's great video on his Hobby View channel.
Wayne's the owner of Tough Jets.
Thank you.
That we met up at Neat Fair.
And when Fitz was testing my plane versus his T-14. Fitz had mentioned that Lee's plane doesn't necessarily axial roll. It does more of a barrel roll. And then when Wayne found out that I had done my elevons a little differently, he said, well, you're doing it wrong, Lee. So you need to change it to this. I came out, I made the adjustments, I launched my sucker, and boy, she rolled violently to the left. I mean, it was everything in my power, full trim. I was pitching up, I was just fighting it. We weren't sure what was going on. And we messed with it. And it's like, finally I said, after like two horrible flights, I'm putting it back the way it was. And I did. And everything's back to neutral now. Like, all my trims are back to neutral. Like, okay, I'm just going to have to live with my little fun axial roll. Because other than that, we had a ball flying this today. And I'm so glad Terry showed up. That was the whole big surprise thing. But to see Terry flying it and us doing our vertical takeoff, man, that's like, now you can talk about your experience with it. Because, yeah, that's fun.
Ditto.
Don't talk so much, Terry.
Those are fun.
No, I was glad I got a chance to check them out and be on the sticks. Having seen them fly numerous times at NEAT, I kind of knew what they were capable of, but I'd never flown one before. And so you guys offered me the sticks today and offered to let me do a vertical takeoff. Very cool. Mm. And they fly very similarly. Like, my opinion mirrors what you guys were talking about. They're fun to fly. They do slow. They do high alpha. Yours rolls a little bit differently. But when I was flying with whoever, I think both of you at some point.
I'm absolutely going to say this. Terry was flying Fitz's T-14 like he stole it.
Yeah.
Because we got into a dogfight, and I swear I was like, fighting for my life.
I was
to
like,
avoid Terry.
Is Terry trying to hit Lee?
Terry was like, gonna get me. If we had streamers, we would have been tied in knots.
I thought we had agreed that's what we were doing. No?
It was fun.
It was fun. Yeah, and they are very maneuverable. They turn on a dime.
So which one did you say you were thinking of getting?
Whatever you don't have.
F-18?
I guess. I haven't looked at the website. So, yeah, it kind of convinced me I should probably get one of my own. So, I'll complete the set.
But hopefully we can put some video footage of them flying in this clip.
Mm. Yeah, that'll be neat. But the vertical takeoff is really cool. It's just slow motion, and then it just goes and flies. Easy peasy. So, yeah, fun airplanes. I was going to talk about like me being here and just kind of get that out of the way.
Go. You get the microphone.
Okay. So I had not planned to be here, and I talked about that several times as we talked about you guys planning to be here. But if you had asked me a week and 3 days ago, are you going to CEF? I'd have been like, nope, not a chance. And then some weird things happened that
secrets
had...
secrets have been kept.
Life happened, I guess.
Yeah, so legitimately had a family emergency pop up that required me to be in Florida. So I started making plans to align all that and my travel specifics. And then part of that was I was going to be shuttling a car from Florida to Atlanta. And then I'm like, hey, wait a second. I have to go right by, down 75, right by where Seth is, and Fitz and Lee will be there. So I shuffled things this way and that. And so today's Saturday. So I managed to get up here. I left at 5 in the morning. While you guys were still slobbered on your pillows.
Absolutely.
I was driving up here, so wow. I would have plenty of time. So I left at 5 in the morning, got here right at 10 a.m., and I had a collaborator, a co-conspirator, Austin. He knew about this. He actually picked me up at the airport when I flew in a few days ago and kept the secret.
Totally surprised at grabbing me.
Yeah.
And I mean, Terry stuck up behind me when they were doing raffle prizes, and I mean, I'm sure I turned white. I was like, what the hell?
Did you get that on video, Austin?
Okay. Man. It totally shocked me.
Yeah, and I tried to surprise Fitz, too. I don't know if I shocked you quite as much. But anyway, they had no idea what
was
coming.
Fitz was like, you look like my friend Terry.
Yeah, they had no idea I was coming, and so I just showed up. And so today's Saturday, and I won't be back tomorrow. I got to hop on an airplane tomorrow. But it's not one of those things I was thinking I'm going to show up at 10 and then snap my fingers, and it's going to be dark and time to go back to the hotel and over. But I feel like the day is kind of lingered for us, and we've been able to enjoy. The rain has forced us to come inside and talk to each other some, which is good, and it's also allowed us to fly a lot out here. I've flown lots of your planes. I flew the Lancaster, I flew the Tough Jets, I flew the glider,
the 337,
the 337. Oh,
some touch and go landings with the Brave.
Yeah, but not very good ones. And you guys will see this on an RC rescue we're doing.
Oh, that's
but
right.
I found an airplane in my parents' garage in Florida that I had put there 20 years ago and hasn't been touched, an old high-tech sky scooter. And so my thought was, I'll throw it in the back of the car, and then I'll hand it off to Lee. He can bring it up to Wisconsin when he comes this summer, and then I'll do a rescue episode on it. But then I unloaded it here, and then Lee remembered that he had a crashed airplane from combat. And then Austin decided he would put it together for us. So an hour later, they had my airplane fixed and flying, and we've all flown it out of here. So we'll have a separate video about that. But that was kind of fun.
It was fun. That was absolutely fun. Yeah. We had all the right tools.
Yeah, just miraculously. thank goodness your plane got smashed in combat.
You're welcome.
And I flew your red and white Cessna, the Mixmaster.
Yeah, 237. Yeah.
Interesting airplane.
You flew this one.
Right?
Yeah, it is
right? Now, looking around, what else have I flown? That might be all the stuff.
I'm sorry. And although I made it here and I hadn't been doing much to it, Tara just like, does it roll? I was like, I haven't tried it yet. Well, let's try that. Does it loop? I haven't tried it yet. Oh, let's try that.
Yeah.
Definitely Terry put it through its paces.
Yeah.
And it's still in one
piece. And it's fine, yeah. No problem.
But it's giving you confidence to get yours put together.
Maybe, yeah. Mine's the brushed one. Yours is marginal brushless.
It's marginal
So, yeah. I don't have a ton of confidence in a brushed one. But Austin let me play with his airboat, and I won't say promptly flipped it, but I didn't wait too long before I flipped it upside down. So we're still waiting to see if it survived that. But all of this is to say lots of things. One of the things is I was excited coming up on Saturday because I've been to CEF twice before, I think 08 and 2012. And from those experiences, Saturday is where it peaks. It kind of builds up all week, peaks at Saturday, and then Sunday everybody starts piling out. Well, I show up 10 a.m. Saturday morning expecting that it's still on the rise. And I went to register. They're like, well, we're kind of shut down. And so you just do the form and pay the donation. And you're welcome to fly here. But the event's pretty much over at this point.
I mean, I'm glad we got here to fly yesterday. I'm glad we get to experience that day. But today has been sad. Now, it's been fun because we're out here and we get the feel to ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
But it is empty.
Yeah, it feels like a Sunday instead of a Saturday.
Yeah, so a lot of people were clearing out, and most of the vendors are already gone. So I feel like I missed a lot of the modern CEF experience showing up today. But the trade-off is I got most of the field with you guys and still some good people to hang out with and chat with. So I am not disappointed at all. So what else do we want to talk about?
Well, because I'm watching the guy them fly over there. They're float flying. Vince, why don't you start?
So there's a nice sized pond across the field that you can set up. Actually, somebody set up camp over there.
Yeah, I was going to say the Virginia clan. The Virginia clan, their goal is they get up, they take all their stuff over there, and they stay there.
And it's a rather nice pond. It's not very deep, but it's nice. It was very smooth, I think, throughout the week. It was like glass almost. And you just go out there and fly your whatever. And even some guys had some boats that they were running around. I brought my airboat, the Stevens Aero waterboard.
Great photo of Fitz in the boat of shame.
Of course, I hit the one thing in the pond that's...
They said don't hit.
it's like fighting the needle in the haystack, and I hit it and flipped the boat over. But I did bring a couple of seaplanes or float planes and whatnot, and so we had a good time just flying over. There's a bunch of us. A bunch of guys came over last night or last evening-ish. Scott and his buddies. Yeah, and so it was just a good time just flying circuits and doing all kinds of shenanigans with over the float.
Yeah, Scott and I have the same airplane, just different manufacturers. Mm. I have the Joy's Way Dragonfly. He's got the Hobby King, whatever, whatchamacallit. Skipper, which I, by the way, I also have one of those. I got it at Georgetown.
Yeah.
And I think they're very, very close. There's just some minor differences, but I love my Joy's Way. I really do. And Austin had gotten it. He smashed it into a tree. He gave it to his old man. And I've been flying the heck out of it, taking it to Joe Nall. It's beat up, but it flies great. Well, darn it. We got out there, and I was doing touch and goes with Scott. We were flying next to each other, and all of a sudden, all these airplanes went in the air. Well, like 20 planes all of a sudden went into a gaggle mode.
Oh, yeah.
And I was not having any issues, but all of a sudden, I made a turn over the water, and I lost radio. And she nosed in, made some crushy, noisy damage stuff, and filled with water. And when she hit the water, I had no control, so I walked over and I got something back, and then it stopped. I went a little closer and it came back, so I was able to get it back to shore with the canopy that broke off, but the nose is pretty crushed. But I'm about to just say the reason for that is I had no issues before because there was not a lot of planes in the air. But I was told DSM-2 is a no-no here.
That's right, it's a DSM-2.
It was
receiver.
A DSM, old DSM-2 receiver that was in there, never had any issues, and sure enough, it tanked me.
The problem with DSM-2 is they're not true spread spectrum. And so what it does is, if I remember correctly, when you first turn radios on, it picks two open channels. basically, and it sticks with them. So if you got a bunch of people that start flying after you start flying, it's possible they can start chewing.
I got in trouble.
That the RF band.
Bum bum ba bum. Yeah, I screwed up. So I'm walking with my tail between my legs. So that's my fault. My bad. I just completely forgot because I'd just been putting the battery in and flying it. Just completely forgot. So we didn't notice that until I drained the part of all the water and said, "Oh, what's this?" Anyway, so that it's a great little pond. So if you are a float flyer, I highly recommend you getting a little cart to go walk over there and spend an hour or two because we have a lot of fun over there.
There was a guy I had not seen it before. I think it's relatively new. It's the Avios. I think it's Hobby King that sells them. PBY catalog.
Oh, the PBY.
That was really nice. Big. It was big. And it has working tip float retracts on it. And it seemed to fly really nice. The guy said he really liked how it flew. It's got a lot of wing areas of it. That was pretty impressive. That was really snazzy.
And it reminded me of flying with you at NEAT. Fair, when we were all at the pond doing the little touch and goes.
Well, doing the touch and goes off the ramp.
Yeah. Am I supposed to do that? Yeah.
You're clipping the weeds.
Definitely worth bringing a float plane here.
Definitely.
It's big enough for large planes.
Yeah, there's plenty of space.
Sorry, but I was about to say something because 2 years ago when I was here, I saw a guy take off a brand new Flex RV. Was this 8, 9, 6, 23 hike? I guess it was an RV-8.
Okay.
And it on floats, and it was pretty. And he took off, and then some guy with a jet, because they met at a point in space. Uh-huh. And
they tried to occupy the same space at the same time.
Well, it's close to the flight line, so I will just say it is crowded here. If you don't like flying with lots of crowds, you stay on the ground. Bring cars. But unfortunately, this is the most midairs I've ever seen in an event. And I'm going to have to include me. But I mean, the other was combat, so it is what it is. But holy smokes, we've seen quite a few hits here, right?
Yeah, there was a few hits and little knocks. The most impressive one I saw was the one plane that came apart in the air, just didn't hit anything. It was screaming at Mach 9 and just go.
The wing has left the building.
Yeah. It lost structural integrity, I guess.
Yeah, not like stuff hitting the ground like bad landings or anything, but got crowded, I guess.
Yeah, there was I saw a couple crashes, people hitting the ground and whatnot, or.
I wasn't trying to videotape it. We've been just so busy. I really haven't been doing a lot of content. Now, I did do some new demos, and I've been recording you guys, and I did a lot of recordings of your SF-22. Mm. But anyway, that was just fun. Just be careful with the pond. Try to stay over the pond if you're flying there with the other guys.
You're sharing airspace with other people. But it's enough for most small to medium-sized planes. Shouldn't be a problem.
Me. Yes, sir.
Speaking of that, the space, it feels smaller than I remembered from before.
Really?
Yeah.
Depth-wise, because width-wise, it's far. It's a full-scale runway, so there two planes came in and landed.
Yeah, Stinson and something else, right?
Yeah.
Champ.
Aronka Champ, thank you.
So the last time I was here, the pond did not exist.
Oh,
maybe that's why.
But also, Ceph was my first big event, and so probably just felt overwhelming to me anyway. This is huge. I've never been to anything with so many people. And so I think that was kind of cemented in my brain. And I came back today. Obviously, it's big and plenty of room on the runway, but I'm like, oh, okay. It's not as big as I remember. So
it's pretty big.
Yeah. And did they have the runway subdivided into categories or suggested categories?
Well, this main runway feels like two. But you get this overlap in the middle because some guys way down there come over this way and they come right to the edge here where we are and then they make their turn.
Yeah.
That almost the same feeling when we're at Joe Nall.
Yeah.
When the jets come down to the electric line.
And
guys, back off a little
bit. There's a few times of what I call conjunctions that could occur. Like you said, it seemed to naturally the main line to be two really flight lines and two and a half. Because some people use all of it, some people stay.
And then you get the other one.
You get the other one on the side, too, which was... Actually, that's a lot of room over there, too, if you walk over there, especially looking away from the runway. There's a lot of open area.
Right.
So, and the runway is almost as long as the... Whatchamacallit? I guess we should mention, she got a pirate flag. So a lot of people had their own personal transportation here, and it was interesting to see the variety of stuff. Everything from one-wheelers to, I think I saw a Harley Davidson, a guy driving around.
So a lot of cool electric bikes, but my favorite was Fitz trying to a Segway.
Yeah, the guy had sort of a mini Segway kind of thing, and I was just talking about it. He goes, hey, you want to try it? Like, okay, well, why not?
I lived a good life.
And,
so,
and I recorded the whole thing. I was really waiting.
I didn't do much on it. Basically, I just tried to balance myself.
Goodbye, and cruel world.
Goodbye, cruel world. Just to get a taste of it. It wasn't. I think I could learn to ride one of those. That wasn't too bad. Just once I get used to it. But it was neat to see all kinds of mini bikes and two wheelers.
Mentioning Austin again. Austin has his one wheel.
Yeah, he has his one wheel. I saw him running it all the time.
What I didn't like seeing was Austin with his one wheel holding his F-22.
I see that a lot.
I just don't think that's safe. But yeah, he got around with his one wheel.
Hmm. Yeah, it comes in handy. And of course, the golf carts and whatnot. So it's interesting to see people bring their modes of driving around. At one point, there was like three or four guys on his basically little motor. Mopeds, whatever the hell those things are. Mini bikes, they're running around like a biker gang.
Well, circling back to the runway real quick, I think the last time I was here, your average electric airplane was probably smaller than what we're finding today. And if I'm remembering correctly, it was divided into at least four sections, like helicopters on the end, and then regular size airplanes, and then park flyers, and then 3D.
Yeah, I kind of, when I first came here some years ago, it seemed more segregated too. And this year, they seemed to make a point not to really police the flight line that much.
Oh, okay.
So it was sort of a laissez-faire kind of thing. It's you just go out and do your thing, just don't be an a-hole, I guess, kind of thing.
Yeah, you pays your money and you take your chance.
Exactly. So, and there was a few times this guy's got pretty crowded or guys were sort of really zipping around, and I just kind of waited it out until things calmed down a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. There wasn't. I never saw really any flightline boss or anybody come around saying, "Zalsa, only fly this plane here." Yeah.
Change the flight pattern.
Yeah, I was conveying a story to you earlier. The first time I was here in 08, a very well-known pilot was asked not to come back, told not to come back because he was violating those invisible walls. So
this year probably wouldn't have caused such a stir unless people started complaining.
Yeah.
You know, from what I heard described, probably it would have been complaining. But they're totally different than like at NEAT, where things are very, very organized in a day. There's just sections for this, sections for this. You've got, 5 minutes. You got only five people can fly at a time or whatever. You got to wait and there's your, and it's, it wasn't, no. This is like the complete opposite almost.
All right. You flew your twin Otter.
Yeah.
You did fly it off the pond, but also off the grass.
Off the grass, yeah. Floats.
I don't know if I've ever tried mine off of wet grass.
Really?
It zipped right off.
We're talking about the UMX Twin Otter. I have one right here. This is all three of us have this plane, it sounds like that.
Yeah.
And Terry and I were talking. We prefer flyers on floats. It seems more fun and more versatile with the floats on it for me.
Yeah, I agree. And the floats work well on snow, too.
Oh, I didn't try that. So you tried it on snow.
Snow and water, but I haven't tried it off wet grass with the floats.
Yeah, I was flying it off of wet grass. It did great. It was fun. You saw me scooting around just on the grass like an RC car. It was just kind of fun. Oh, I should mention I brought my Javelin, old school Model Works Javelin that I built some years ago. And it's been sitting up and hanging on the wall for the longest time. I hadn't flown it in quite a while. And I figured, let me bring it out and fly it some because I just get some cobwebs out of it. And I actually had changed the motor and I had to put the old motor back in and set it up again. And I'm glad I brought it. It's been a fun plane to fly. I haven't flown it a whole lot, but I flew two or three times and just had a good fun. It's sort of a semi-pattern plane the way it flies, though.
All right. Well,
are you watching
the runway's wet, but I will say the sky's opening up right now. So Austin just walked away, took out his F-16, and then just dragged all that water right behind his F-16. He did not get in the air. He's coming back now. Is he going the other way? He's trying to take off the other direction. And there's so much water underneath.
It's a big break.
I'm sorry the camera's not turning around, but yeah, that's hilarious. As far as other planes that I brought my Phase 3 P-38.
Where did you? I flew it.
Yeah, flew that.
Okay.
Had fun. I think I've really mentioned every other plane, but the Cessna 337 did pretty well. It got up there. And I brought a Honey Bunny, one of my Thunder and Lightnings. Mm. But it's been relaxing. Okay, take two. Oh, well, we got it. Oh, he bounced up. Cheated. So now the F-16's in the air.
We brought our two Night Flyers, the Pawnee, the Braves, I guess.
Yeah, our Braves, yeah, because we were flying those during the day, so mine's right behind you, Fitz. It has been fun with what we brought. And again, we didn't fly the Connie. We didn't mention
that. No. There's two things working against it. One, it's kind of buried now under other stuff that we bought. And two, they were talking doom and gloom today, so I wasn't inclined to put it all together just to be rained out.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's dark out there.
Yeah.
But the sky is kind of calm right now.
And what time is it? It's 6:55. How much daylight is left?
About 30 minutes.
Wait, 30 to 45 minutes.
What they're not telling you is I brought this up hours ago. So there's been plenty of opportunity to fly this thing.
No.
But,
the Connie.
Oh, yeah, so.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. I know I brought it all this way, but sorry.
He has some sort of hidden reason that he's not telling us.
No, I'm so busy flying everything else.
I mean, I guess
I'm having a good time.
The trailer for Nats. Drive it up for a bit. Just leave it in there.
Yeah. So I've never seen the Connie fly. I've never seen it in person.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But it is pretty under the other airplanes.
Under the
stuff, yeah. Under the blankets
and straps. The three other airplanes that are on top of it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, one day I would like to see the Connie fly.
One day, you'll
in
get
person.
Your chance.
Yeah.
At least you can touch it and feel it and kind of caress it.
I haven't gotten that far yet, but I will. Okay. Yeah. So. I'll ask again, is there anything you brought that you didn't fly, not necessarily counting stuff that you bought on the way?
Well, I didn't fly my UMX Twin Otter.
You have a mission then.
I will get that up.
Okay.
Ooh, that was cool. He was low.
Dragging a tail.
You might get an ooh out of your head. So while he's not here, can I talk bad about him with his F-22?
As an uninvolved observer, you kind of freaked out.
I did. But did you saw what he did?
Yeah, then he saved it and it was fine.
He had to save his mistake. That's what I'm saying.
And anyway. He did. He did a nice recovery from...
Because he implemented the mistake.
Well, that's,
Yeah, love you, son. Just fly the F-22 so you can make more flights. More than one flight. Anyway, I digress. What else did you want to ask us about, talk about?
Well, I was in the middle of asking which planes you brought that you didn't fly.
That's it. So I
only the Twin Otter?
That's it.
Only the Connie?
I brought a Twin Timber, too, I haven't put together.
I thought you were kind of lukewarm on that these days.
The Twin Timber?
Yeah, or my...
No, I like it. It's a good plane.
All right, somebody I know has a Twin Timber that they're like, meh.
The key is to go and reprogram the speed controllers to get more differential thrust out of it, and it really wakens it up. It's a really fun plane once you do that.
Is it on?
Especially when we tow.
Yeah, and it makes a great tow tug, too.
Did you bring a glider?
I did not.
But it flies horrible.
It flies horrible with the cradle. Well, it flies fine with the glider on top. As soon as you release the glider, it flies horrible with the cradle. I think the cradle acts as some sort of air brake or something.
I remember that story.
But the problem is I couldn't find a cradle. I misplaced the cradle, so look at the junk on the bottom of that plane.
The F-16 is a grass catcher. You got to show behind us.
Yeah,
he had a successful flight, but
it's pretty messy on there.
It's like dripping on me. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, it's dripping on you.
It's very, very wet. So we did fly. I mean, I was hoping to fly the stuff I picked up at the estate sale, but...
I think Austin just mulched half the runway through his fan unit.
Oh, man.
So, I'm sorry, what were you saying?
No, I was like, I kind of wish I had been able to fly the big plane that I got, but I will make a... That's a Bearcat taking off. Is it a free wing or flight line?
Flight line.
Flight line with a sound box. But I'm very content with everything we've flown.
Yeah, I've had a good time.
Very fun.
I don't regret not flying or seeing. So I've just been busy flying and talking and working on stuff. And probably because I got a bunch of new planes, so I've been kind of concentrating on those, getting the feel for those and stuff. So shiny objects and that kind of thing.
So, yeah, I recommend to everyone... Go to an event your friends are already at, fly their airplanes, and
like you stole them.
Eat their ham. Eat their free ham or their prize ham, and hang out. Now, in my defense, that's kind of what you guys did at Meet last year, right? You came
absolutely.
Planeless.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Did you ever want for something to fly?
Quid pro quo, I guess.
Yeah. So, unplanned, but how fortuitous. So, thank you for sharing your toys with me today and your ham. and other
he's
things.
He's not hurt often. Yeah. I flew someone else's plane, I ain't their hand.
Yeah.
Not at the same time.
Wow, someone else has got an F-22 up.
Yeah, that would look smaller.
Yeah. Just think, wow, it's the first time I've seen that one.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I don't know what to say. Today has turned out as good as I expected, and I expected a lot.
And I think we kind of need to end because I think we need to go fly for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah, there's something coming.
Yeah, there's some nasty stuff.
There's more stuff coming?
Plus, we should finish the trailer, so we're done tonight. We're just picking up tomorrow.
Yeah.
This is not in my contract.
It is now. You ate our ham. You got to pay for it.
Well, you know, what we can do is leave the Brave out as a last minute.
Yeah, the Braves are easy to get access.
And then fly them at night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get one.
Sorry for the
landing.
The logistics that we're planning here, because we got a break in the weather, so maybe take advantage of it.
Oh, I forgot one major story to tell. We have video. So I did bring a plane that is now in a trash can. It is my 3D printed A-10.
Oh, yeah.
The brick. Yeah. I think my favorite part is Josh Orchard. He got to hold it, and his face said it all. He's like, oh, my God. He goes, what did you print this with? I was like, that's lightweight PLA. He goes, and she's like, what, 6 walls? Like, 100% infill? I mean, I showed him. And then another guy came up and started, you know, poking at it. Like, the one wall, I was like, don't do that. And he was like, what was your percentage infill? And, like, everybody couldn't believe it was that heavy. I was like, yeah. I said, boo. It's like, I reinforced several sections, which, by the way, post-crash inspection, those pieces I did reinforce did not break. Everything else that I printed under the specs, the guy said, you know, one wall, 3% infill, disintegrated. But Josh, I asked Josh Orchard to throw it for me. He threw it perfectly fine. It got a little sideways, but would not get on step with 2 64-millimeter fans with a brand new battery at full throttle. It just could not make it.
You could not defy gravity. It was just...
And Austin's got a good slow-mo video and the little tiny pieces flying everywhere. But it did not break my heart because I mean, really, 80% of my chances were it's going to go in the ground. You have something to add?
I was just thinking of Josh. I was going to kind of segue to something.
Oh, go ahead. That's fine. I'm done.
Josh, we forgot to mention Josh and his gaggle of GBs.
He's got, yeah.
How many GBs did he have on the ground?
I don't know if they were all his, but he would have had 6.
Yeah, like a big one. Six. Yeah, a really big one.
Yeah, like 3 little ones, 2 medium, and 1 big one.
And man, were they a chick magnet.
Oh, can I pet one?
Yeah.
Every time a woman walks by,
he's so cute.
Well, I taunt him a little bit because everybody I've known who's got a GB can't keep it on its wheels. And sure enough, I was like, you're going to roll this sucker? He goes, no, I might get the... But he has said there was one that he had better luck with, and sure enough, it stayed on its wheels. But almost every GB I've seen fly cannot stay on its wheels.
Yeah, there we go. He did a noontime demo with one of them.
You need to put one of those cages over it so it rolls.
Just keeps rolling like a ball.
Yeah. But thank you, Josh. If you're listening, thank you. I appreciate you throwing the A-10. I know it didn't go well, but we all had fun, and I'll just take the parts and build something else, so no harm done. But yeah, that leaves space for, shall we talk about what's actually behind you in a big-ass box? That my Pawnee is sitting on top. If you want. But, you know, this is what happens when we roll, we go places. All of a sudden, Fitz pulls up with this huge box next to our tent. I'm like, where are we putting that? He goes, we'll find a spot. He goes, you don't have the A-10 anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I lost my Thunder Lightning. I lost the A-10.
You have a Sky Scooter now, though.
I have a Sky Scooter. Well, I'll just sit in the back.
And you have 2 fan units to conjure up a new project for. Did the fan unit survive the crash?
Oh, yeah, everything survived.
Just not the airframe.
Okay, can you bring it down on his lap? Because that'll be easier.
There you go.
I don't like the sound of that.
This is a genuine vintage helicopter.
This is a Kavan Alouette Glow helicopter, vintage, mid-70s, 1970s.
Aluminum Futaba.
Futaba.
Square outdrives.
Wow, square drive. FP S15 servos. They're actually cool-looking servos, but they're ancient. It's got a Glow engine in there, some sort of OS-40 size engine. It actually seems to be relatively good shape. A gyro? I don't know what these boxes are. It's got all kinds of weird contraptions and stuff in there. Hmm. Of course, it needs restoration, but I have the rotor head, and then I got all the pieces. And so I figured this would be a really interesting restoration project. Throw some
Did I give you the head unit that I had at my house?
I don't remember.
Just this top part, and it looks just like this.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. So if I haven't given it to you, I intended to give it to you. So
I'll definitely take it.
Well, you gave him something. It came home in my trailer when we left your house.
Maybe that's it then. Yeah.
I have a box. I'll check.
You guys can't see the belt drive, but it's got a cool belt drive with a cooling impeller and an OS something.
It's a 40.
OS 40?
Yeah, 40, yeah. All right. FP, I think. Yeah, it's got a clutch.
Clutch mechanism in there.
Yeah. And, look at that.
And lights?
A status light. Yeah,
it'll be light on the side.
So I've got
it's
the
canopy
light.
And the landing gear. It's all in the boxes. But.
So is it going to fly?
I intend to see if I can fly it, yeah.
All right.
I'm debating whether to keep it glow or make it an electric conversion. It's the only thing.
Okay. Let us know.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
You've built quite a collection of vintage RC helicopters that don't yet fly.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not knocking you.
I was going to say another one today.
Terry buys cars and they just go on display.
Yeah. That's okay. Nothing wrong with
that. But this was cool. This is, a piece of,
history?
History, yeah. The Cavan was pretty well known back in the 70s, early 80s.
All right. Well, anyway, it's coming home with us, so we'll have to make room. But I think we'll find a spot. I think the A10 is about the same size.
The box looks huge because we're going to ship it, but I'm just going to take it out of the box and shove it somewhere. It's not really that big once you do that.
This is the muffler sticking out.
Muffler, quote unquote. Yeah. Really just a header.
The exhaust deflector.
Yeah.
All right, very cool.
It's nice with this clear Luxian. Whatever that is.
All right, well, let's put it away because we should go fly with it. Let's go get the Tough Jets up. Go get the Tough Jets up. I might go get the UMX out. Maybe get the Braves charged so we can fly them at night if the weather participates. But we've had a great time. Terry, you absolutely surprised the heck out of me. So thank you for doing that. And thank you, Austin, for helping your plan.
Pull it together.
Put it together, exactly. And Fitz, although I've got two more days to drive with you, thank you for having... I was having a really good time, and I just loved us flying the Tough Jets together. I think a lot of people came by and asked about them.
Yeah, they were quite popular.
And of course, I have photos of people going up to Fitz saying, "Oh, I listen to you all the time. You're the reason I live."
No. Terry, last words, Terry?
It'll just be a repeat of what I said before. I'm really glad I was able to finagle the things to come out here and see you guys and hang out and see Austin and other people as well. So it was an unexpected treat among a week of some not as pleasant things to do. So I appreciate it.
Most assuredly a pleasant surprise.
Fitz said bad words when he saw me. In a good way.
Remember.
But if you out there are wondering if Fitz is capable of swearing, he's capable of swearing.
On extremely rare cases.
So, okay, take us home.
All right. There ends another great RC Roundtable podcast here at CEF. So, of course, the usual stuff. See us on our Facebook page or our webpage, rcroundtable.com. Any questions, information, email, send a contact at rcroundtable.com. We've got some good emails, I think, the past couple of weeks or so.
Uh-huh.
Some really good stuff. So we do read your email, so please keep them coming. The usual stuff, like and subscribe to this channel and also on the audio stuff, podcast, Podbeam, iTunes, the usual stuff. It's helped give us some algorithm love. And other than that, thanks everybody for watching or listening to us. We really enjoy discussing together our RC adventures and having you guys join us, looking over our shoulders. And I guess until next time, we'll see you later.
Please visit our website at rcroundtable.com. That's where you will find all of our podcast episodes. You can also find a little bit of background information about the show host and leave comments and suggestions about the show. There are links to a few of our favorite vendors and also links to our various social media accounts. Thank you for watching and listening.